listener production.
Hi, it's Lachlan Itter with your local news briefing. Expect delays on the Bruce Highway north of Mackay following a serious motorbike crash. Paramedics have taken a person to Mackay Hospital in a critical condition after the smash at the Leap just after 9:40 this morning. Transport and Main Roads says there's lane closures in place. The Queensland Ambulance Service is urging us to avoid being outdoors during the hottest time of day. It's as a heatwave is sweeping across the state, with the mercury expected to reach 37 in Rocky tomorrow before climbing to 39 on Thursday, while Mackay and Gladstone are expected to hang around the mid-30s for much of the week. Clinical Director Tony Hucker tells us what to do if someone looks like they're suffering from heat stress.
You need to grab them and get them into a nice shady spot or inside the air conditioning, get them drinking. If they cannot drink, can't fly at all, that's a signal the corps shouldn't do. I'd get the ambulance alive. It's a dangerous site. People are vomiting, can't keep bullets down. They need medical help.
And regional Queensland is expecting to see further growth in property value next year, and a few local suburbs have been singled out as areas of promise. Frenchville, New Auckland, South Mackay and Yeppoon have been listed in the Australian Property Market Report's top 10 rising stars in regional Queensland. The report by Canstar and Hotspotting has found the combination of low prices, tight rental vacancies and lifestyle changes are driving demand. Terry Ryder from Hotspotting says it's a positive sign for our region as a whole.
Those regional cities are going to go forward in 2023 and beyond because they offer so much in terms of what's happening in their economy and the lifestyle that they offer.
To sport now, Central Queensland women and girls are the major focus for Football Queensland heading into the 2023 season. In the new year, we can expect to see a girls-only mini Roos League for under-7, under-9 and under-11 players, as well as a girls' league for under-13 players, while a women's social comp will be introduced to Gladstone.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.